Okay, we're back on the post game. When I first get a ring, I love taking it on and off, on and off. Okay, anyways, that's the 2x2 ring. So I'm in Canada, and first we go to Calgary.
Oh, you were in Canada.
Yes, got it. So I was away last week. Uh-huh. Normally when I'm away, a lot of you guys think it's vacation. No, it's like work on top of work. It's different meetings, yeah, flying all over. Yes, last week was an actual vacation.
Nice.
Okay. Great. Went to Canada, had a great, great time. We went to Calgary, then to Banff and Lake Louise and all these gorgeous places.
I'm going to Banff. I'm driving there.
Shut up. Mm-hmm. Guess September. What? You will love it.
I've heard it's amazing.
No, but it is.
Really?
It is. There's castles and there's woods and
there's castles?
Beavers.
Yeah.
Woodland creatures?
Yes. We saw goats, we saw a ram, we saw deer mule or mule deers.
Okay. Pick one.
I heard
pick
ghosts one, before I heard goats, and ghosts and castles, you had me sold.
In fact, there is, if you look, the castle that people refer to as a hotel in Banff that looks like a castle. In fact, it was built like a Scottish castle.
Okay.
And it's in the middle of the woods and it's so freaking cool. And if you walk around, you can walk around for hours inside there. They have all these different halls and ghosts. Yada yada. And there is the ghost bride. This is a true story and it'll be perfect for your murder with friends. Hello. Okay.
I love ghosts.
What are your hands doing?
Just when I get excited sometimes, just like, ah, you know.
That's like your two
like a meerkat,
puppet friends.
Like
show
my
up?
Two meerkats.
Oh, yeah. That's how she was in the womb. You wouldn't understand. Okay. Anyway, so this is a true story. She was going to get married and there's candles because back then there's no electricity or whatever. And they have a picture of her. And one of the candles kind of caught on her clothes. She panicked for a second and fell down the stairs and died. And so people have been reporting seeing her
in her wedding dress.
In her wedding dress, since then, at this particular stairwell at that hotel, the Banff Springs Fairmont Hotel.
You're gonna have to check it out. Grace.
Okay, I will have to.
By the way, the part of the story that's true is that she died. The part of her being a ghost is not actually true.
You don't believe in ghosts?
She says like, you don't believe in ghosts? Like as if there's something wrong with me.
I'm just saying, we don't know all the facts.
We can't know.
Not that those shows have ever proved anything.
In a playful way.
Yeah.
Like in a play, like it's fun for me to do.
Yeah. My thing is like, why not believe in ghosts? Like, why not?
Yeah.
What does it harm?
I do it like the same, like in a fun, like make-believe way. I like to believe in ghosts, but not to the extent that my girlfriend does, where she has like electromagnetic sensors to find out whether they are in
the room. Oh,
really?
Like literal?
She watches, the one show she watches where I walk out of the room is Ghost Adventures, because it's so painfully... So painfully, like they'll just record nothing, and then when it makes the sound like nothing makes, like they'll be like, "Did you hear that, man? It said get out of here right now," and you're just like, "No, it didn't. No, it didn't."
It's true. I am not that far. I believe in ghosts in the fun way of just like, what if they did exist, and what if they messed with us, and it's kind of spooky and creepy if you lean towards that way when you're in the right environment. But I think those ghost shows are ridiculous because if they found something. Wouldn't we know? Like, why do you watch to the end of the show? We know that no one has ever conclusively proved that ghosts exist, but they haven't proved they don't. That's where I live.
Fine.
Well, apparently that's where the ghost bride lives too, because what they say is she's trying to get upstairs to have her first dance.
Uh-huh. Oh, I would dance with her.
Bring a boombox down.
Honestly,
the bottom of the
that would be amazing. Just like Grace, and then it's just me, like just invisible, and be like, I could see her. It'd be a great. It's great to convince people that you're off your rocker.
Yeah, I guess.
Not that I need to convince people of that.
So does Amber have ghost spray?
Do we have ghost spray?
Because there's like bear spray that you're supposed to get when you're in the woods in Canada.
Yeah, that's okay. True. We're getting that.
No.
And so Steve-O went to the same place I did that a couple of years ago and got the bear spray and thought it was like mosquito spray where you spray the kids so the bears don't come. No, bear spray is like the most lethal thing. Like you get into the
sprayed his
so
children.
He's like, oh, should I spray the children? And his wife,
oh, like it's bug off.
Yeah. Like bear off, right?
Oh no!
So he's going to do that to his young daughters, and his wife like tackles him, like, what are you doing?
She went full Mama Grizzly on him.
Right, exactly.
Creeps.
So So anyway, we get to Canada, and we're starving when we got out of the airport, and we're driving around. We're not a lot of places. We get to a random place, but at the airport, it's more metropolitan, obviously, Calgary, and the place right outside of Calgary where we ate, like tons of Asians, South Asians, Muslims, etc. And everyone is so nice, and I was like, oh my God, this is Steve Bannon's nightmare.
Right.
Because he actually has a bigger problem with Asians and Indians than he does with almost anyone else. He had that famous thing that he said to Trump during the campaign when they were on SiriusXM together. He's like, three quarters of the CEOs in the Valley are Asians and Indians, and you know it's terrible, and they're not part of our culture and stuff. I'm like, oh my God, wait till he gets a load of Canada. Right? And there's a lot of those folks there, and of course, plenty of white people too, right? But everyone is so nice. I know this is like the most cliche thing when you go to Canada, you come back and say this. But like now that I have like a tinge of fame, mm-hmm. sometimes people are overly nice to me. And I think, is it because they know me? And 2/3 of the time, it is.
Right? Yeah, you get them.
So they're being nice to you in situations where you feel it's kind of strange to be that nice. Like,
yeah, like
you know, you're just ordering something at a restaurant, and they're like, "Is there anything else? Do you want anything less?" Or like, they're just too attentive.
Okay, totally. Because there's normal nice, and people are nice. Like they're like, "Hey, you know, you want some butter with that? Whatever, right?" Yeah. And then there's like, anything else I could do? Hey, man, it's. Yeah, mm-hmm. right? And bless your heart, I love it. Just come say hi, no problem at all, right? And people are always like apologetic. Like, I'm like, no, it's not fun, thank you, right? Anyway, and 2/3 of the time it is, they eventually say, I watched the show, whatever, right? In Canada, everyone's like that. I'm like, does everyone in Canada watch the show?
Maybe.
No, they're just Canadians.
You're huge in Canada.
My friends who were Canadian are just like, would know way more about American politics and politics in general than the average American. I mean, that's not saying a lot, but yeah. I don't know. Maybe they do. Maybe they don't.
No. Like a shit ton of people came up to me and say they watched the show in Canada and stuff. But they were just as nice as the other Canadians.
Nice.
Who are like over the top nice. So wonderful. Okay.
Good for them.
Yeah. So that's God bless on that front. Okay. Yes. Now the more interesting part is the inner sanctum.
Oh, okay. I can't wait for this. I don't even know what you mean by it.
Of course not. So I just teasingly say white people, but really I mean rich people. Okay, so we went to that hotel in Banff. Okay, and so I never go to the spa because I think, look, one, I'm not that into massages. They do them too hard.
It's a lot of nudity.
Yeah, lots strangers. Of nudity.
Just waiting for the downside. Yeah, waiting for you to see the bad part about it.
And then when you're at a nice hotel, it's like a gazillion dollars. In LA, I'm like, I can just drive down the street and get it for $39.99,
yes.
right? $40, it's the same fucking massage. Mm-hmm. And in fact, I like light massages, so I don't need your Swedish ass to pound me into oblivion, right? There's a lot of things that you can unpack in that sentence.
Ass pounding is all I heard.
Okay,
yeah, anyway.
Anyway, so I never go to the spa at these fancy hotels.
Yes.
And so my wife is like, look, this is special. We never get to do this. Let's go to the spa.
Let's go to the ghost spa.
Right. We so never do it that we're like trying it on the last day. And they're like, no, this was reserved weeks in advance. There's no spots. We're like, oh, spa rookies. They're like, okay, but, right. They're like,
that's the show I'd watch, spa rookies.
Well, as it turns out, as you're about to find out, you'd find out interesting stuff. It might be a good show. So, but they're like, hey, if you want, we have all these special pools. We got the mineral pool because there's the hot springs in Banff and stuff. And you could pay $35 Canadian, which I take is around 30 real bucks.
Real bucks?
They love it. They were so nice to you.
They were so nice, their Jenny, money. You just fake blew money. It.
Anyway. To go and you could use the facilities and the pools, you just can't get a massage and stuff like that. I'm like, I don't really want the massage. And I like, this is kind of a deal. I like this deal. You know me, I'm cheap. And I'm like, and there's like four different pools for just $30. That's $7.50 per pool.
Yeah,
right?
That's
warm.
That's great. And that's exactly how I work in those situations. Yeah. Like, wow, that's a great deal.
In fact, it turns out if you count the guy, one in the locker room and the one outside, there were six pools. That's $5 a pool. I'm like, okay, yeah, I'm in. Let's
and
do this.
And all of them communal?
Yes.
Yay.
But alkaline, I'm sure. And it's got the salts from the hot springs are like chlorine, and it'll.
And the unblinking eye contact of a stranger who lives on your floor.
Okay, well, that's actually part of the story. We're going to get to that next. So, as we're going to do this, and it'll make my wife happy. I'm like, best 30 real bucks I ever spent, right? So, I'm like, huh, almost everybody here is white. That's interesting. I mean, look, we're in Canada, I hear you. And the hotel was generally white, but there was plenty of black folks, Asian folks, etc. But in the spa, mainly white people. And then even the foreigners were like 1/16th foreign. Like, it was one who kind of looked Indian, but they were super light skinned, but maybe Persian. But if they were, they were like 1/16th Persian, right? Even the one Asian dude was like a quarter Asian.
Got it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, okay.
Are you doing mental math in the spa?
Yeah, okay. This is, of course, all made up in my head. But okay, right, but that's right. What it looked like, okay? Yeah. So I'm like, okay, no big deal. In the beginning, I don't notice. I barely notice. I'm like, oh, those are, I can't tell.
I don't see race.
Yeah, I'm like, is that Indian? Is that Persian? No, I always look. I'm like, is that Indian or Persian or Uzbeki? Right? I'm like, I love that stuff. Anyway, I'm like, oh, no, 1/16th Persian. Anyway, note it for the record later. We'll see if it becomes relevant. And we walk in, and I'm like, oh, my God. For anyone who's been in a nice spa, you're going to be like, duh, jank, of course, right? But there's like layers of the spa. There's like room after room after room. They're like, first, this is the lounge area. And you walk in, you're like, oh, fuck, this is nice. Like, I could spend all day in the lounge area before I even get to the $5 per pool, right? They've got coffee, they got cookies, they've got cucumber water. I don't like it, but I get it, right?
Do you like cucumber water?
Sure.
No.
I don't.
Wrong.
It weirds me out, but at the nice places, they have cucumber water.
Yeah.
It's like, you know what's great? Water.
Water. You don't need to improve water. God already made it perfect. Yeah. Okay, and then they have lemon water. And I'm like, do you have water? Anyway.
That's refreshing.
But it turns out they do have water. Because in spas, it's the inner sanctum for white folks. It's layers of luxury. Okay? So, and then I'm like, okay, this is amazing. And then they take you downstairs. And they're like, and now there's the men's.
They take you, so you have like a.
Like they do a tour guide.
That's
the spa's so fucking big because it needs a tour guide.
This will affect how I view this tour in my brain. Was the tour guide clothed?
They were fully clothed.
Okay, because it could have gone the other way, and I would have been like, okay, it's a spa. All rules are off at the spa.
Well, you know, in another post game, Anna told a story of how she went to a Korean spa in L.A., and they yell at her to take her clothes off.
Yeah.
Because she had her and her friend had her bikini on, and they're like, you have dishonored the family. No, they were like, you must disrobe. You're freaking everybody out by having clothes on.
Love it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, but that's a Korean spa, so it's just not
very
interesting.
Very different than Canadian spas.
Okay. So then they bring you to the men's locker room, and Wendy obviously to the women's locker room, and they're like, okay, they tell you about it, but they don't quite do it just like you go in, there's one layer, like the locker room. Okay. Then there's another layer where there's like, oh, this is a pool they didn't even tell you about. That's inside the fucking locker room. Okay. Great. Then there's the steam room, and then there's the sauna room. I don't know what the differences are. Right?
What is the difference?
Very debatable. We don't know what the differences are. I would be very interested in hosting that debate on the TYT channel for sure. Steam room versus sauna, pro, con, which one's
I want
better?
One to be like they take charcoal from a burning fire that's been burning since they started the spa, and then they put in a giant pot, and that's the steam room.
Well,
that's what
I would come down on steam room being better than sauna. Here's why. One time my brother peed on the hot coals in a sauna, and it stank up the thing for a long time in a house that we did not own. And so you can't do that, as I gather, in a steam room because they just like pump it full of steam.
Captain.
So that's why it's brother-proof. Steam room wins every time.
Could you imagine if he had asparagus before he did that?
He may have done so. It haunts me.
Okay, like a ghost bride.
Like a ghost, like a ghost brother.
Like a ghost pee. Okay, so then my favorite room in the inner sanctum. There's like I don't know if the women have this in their locker room too, but there's like a dude's sitting room, right? Which is also like the coffee salon upstairs, but it always has the game on. It doesn't matter what the game is. It has a game, and it has a couple of husbands who have snuck away. Yeah. Like, I don't, like yes. maybe their wives are getting massages, maybe their wives are have no idea, like they're, I don't know where their wives are. But they're in that room and they're the happiest guys alive.
Do they have beverages and stuff and refreshments?
They have everything. Okay. It's the fucking inner sanctum, okay? Right. So there's guys that are just two guys sitting there, like one's in a fucking bathrobe, the other's yeah. fully clothed, he doesn't okay. give a shit. He just found the inner sanctum of the inner sanctum and they're like, yes, yes, okay? Mm-hmm. And it's so fucking good. That's another room I can sit all day in.
Yes.
And in the women's version of that, it's just Bravo. They just have whatever Bravo show mm-hmm. is on. And then reruns of
just
The Bachelor.
Consistently mm-hmm. saying yes to the dress.
Yeah,
that's
just
all they do
yes.
all day.
It's just and it's just the final part of that, of women just being like, yes, yes, yes I say yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. I haven't watched TV in a decade. You lost me.
There's a show. Good. Where it's all better. They do is it's pick better. Dresses.
Yeah, it's right. all they do is pick wedding dresses.
And their mom's a little controlling.
Oh, Jesus, TV's a disaster. Anyway.
Yeah.
So then you go down to the pools. There's the they're like, I do the class. This is how you're supposed to do it. Okay, you're supposed to go to the hottest of the jacuzzis, oh. and then to the warm, and then to the cold one, and then to the mineral one, the larger one, which is back to warm for the best circulation. I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to do that. Mm-hmm. I'm not going in the cold one. That's annoying. Okay, I'm just going to go into the hot one for a little while and go, oh, fuck, it's too hot, and go into the warm one, and then I'm done. Okay.
Yeah. It's like, we have studied this for hundreds of years.
Right.
And you're like, I'll take the one that feels good.
Yeah.
Is that cool?
It's like gold grades.
It's yeah. your $35.
That's right. That's sure. right. Don't tell me how to set my 35 Canadian bucks.
So how big is each pool, though? Do you have
so there's the jacuzzis
space?
With like a water fucking fall, okay? So and then the mineral pool is bigger. Right, that's the real one. And then they have one outside that's so fucking hot that you have to like get out in the freezing temperature every once in a while, like take your torso out to kind of yeah. like get back to sanity. And then like then yeah. it starts to get really cold, and then you go back in.
Sounds
and
like a
out.
Fear factor thing.
I know. I don't like the outside stuff. I like to be comfortable, but my wife made me do the outside stuff.
Oh,
okay. Anyway, any beautiful mountains around you, so that's kind of cool.
Take your mind off the fact that you're broiling.
Right. So in the spa, the jacuzzi mineral water place, I looked around. They had mysteriously removed the 1/16th Indian people. They were gone.
Good.
There was only like the quarter Asian guy, and everyone else was the whitest person I have ever seen.
Because they bleached, they like burned this color right out of their bodies.
Right.
They've been living inside the spa for years.
What's it like out there? Yeah.
No, but I'm telling you.
Has the ghost bride gotten married yet?
I'm telling you, though. So to Grace's earlier point, there's a dude with like kind of long, curly hair.
Oh, I could curl this up, recreate it.
Who was as pale as you could possibly imagine, with like blue grayish eyes, and just looking at me, just like that, okay? And wouldn't take his eyes off me, like,
jeez, Grace, that's the scary one.
Right? And it wasn't, no, you're not even doing it justice. Like, yeah, but getting better, okay? And it wasn't because he knew the show or whatever. It was because of that, because he was that guy, okay? And I'm like, oh my God, that's Robert
Pattinson.
Smithsonian the 13th.
Yeah.
Right? He's been in the spa for 100 years. And everybody's like, no, it's okay, it's Robert. It's the 13th generation. They get a little fucked up.
Yeah, after, right.
You know, after an even dozen. Like, black folks haven't had time to have 13 generations. You see what I'm saying? Like, you know, if you have like Robert Johnson III, they think you're a little bougie, mm-hmm. right? But like for white folks, like they get after copy after copy after copy, if going to Banff and going to that wonderful hotel, you get Robert looking at you like this the whole fucking time.
That's so weird.
So yeah. Was he begging a conversation? Like the only times that I have really like lingered eye contact at someone, which actually it's more frequent now that I'm thinking about it, is when I'm trying to engage in a conversation with someone. So I'm making eye contact with someone. Maybe I feel like they know my friend. I'm trying to be introduced. So maybe he was trying to talk to you. Maybe he was just trying to wait for you to instigate because he was a little socially anxious.
So totally possible, and I now live this way too much, or not, or just enough. I don't know. Like where people make the eye contact with me.
Yeah, they want you to
because again they watch the show or whatever, right? So if someone stays with eye contact a little longer, like a second longer, a half a second longer, I know. Like I generally. And I might not be right every time. There was a great moment where and then normal day, if I'm walking around, there's a whole bunch of people. Maybe it might be two people. It might be half a dozen people that come up and say hi, right? So I'm outside, we're taking pictures, and somebody comes up and goes, oh, can you take a picture? And I'm like, sure. They're like, okay, so me and my wife are over there. Oh. All right. Oh, of course, yes, no problem. I can take a picture of you guys.
I saw that at the ESPYs. Jalen Rose was coming out of the ESPYs, and these two girls were like, hey. And he was like, hey, all right, you must watch the show. And they made him take a picture of them. And he caught eyes with someone else who knows that he's Jalen Rose. And he's just like, yeah, that happens.
I don't almost ever get recognized, but when it has happened, it's been like someone came up to me like 2 weekends ago and they were like, hey. And I was like, hey. And they're like, are you a boy or a girl? And I was like, oh, because they came up to me.
God.
And I literally thought, way that they said it though, because they looked at me with like a sort of recognition and I saw, we like made eye contact. And I kind of saw they were going to come over, so I was like, oh, like maybe, you know, maybe I'm going to watch Marvel. And they came over and they're like, hey, like it was not like a hey, like can I ask you something? It was like, hey, and I was like, oh, what's up? And they're like, are you a boy or a girl? And then, you know, then they asked for a quarter too.
Yeah.
It was a homeless person.
Oh.
Nice. with your statement about spas being the inner sanctum, here's the thought process I went through. Is it like that at every spa I've gone to? I've gone to a lot of spas. I'm so white.
I told you, I found it. And you're not even rich.
Yeah, no, so I do go get massages these days because I'm like, I'm 35. And so I'm going to do this. And also things are starting to break. Yeah. I'll go to the ones that are up to like, I guess it's $48 for an hour long massage, and you just walk in. But that it always scares me at the spas because it is. You go to any like Marriott that has a spa, and you open it, and it's like $250.
Oh, I know.
So it just kind of gets rid of a lot of people who are sensible and look at that and go, that is a stupid amount of money to pay. But a lot of executives on trips are like, expense account.
Well, I'm wondering.
Yeah, so that's why when you get in, it's only the super rich that are left that are paying $250. Or look, people splurge. I get it. You know, you want to have fun. You're on a vacation. You splurge. But yeah, that's why it's the inner sanctum because it has eliminated people like us who are not willing to pay $250.
Yeah, I've only been to one spa. Now that I'm thinking about this, I've only been to one spa in my whole life, and it was when I was in sixth grade with my friend whose mom wanted to go to the spa. This family was white and the mom wanted to go to the spa and didn't want to find a babysitter. And so she was like, just bring your friend. We'll have like a spa day. And I don't really remember what it was like. It definitely doesn't sound as amazing as your experience, Cenk, because I do recall seeing my friend who we don't keep in touch anymore. I hope she's well. Seeing her mom naked a whole bunch that day and like not knowing that that was like part of the plan was going to be like naked friend's mom day. And then never going to a spa. I was probably like 11.
Oh, I see.
11 or so.
Because if it was 13 and I got to see.
No.
I think.
Interesting.
No.
Yeah. Some of my high school.
No.
No. Well,
it was not that way. I can promise you it was not even close to that way.
I've seen some movies online about this. Anyway. To come back to Robert. No, he wound up in the outdoor jacuzzi right next to us. We even had a slight conversation, and he didn't know me. He just
liked your look, man.
Yeah,
he just really liked the vibes you were putting out there. It's a spa. You like you identify that sort of thing with people. You'll see someone at a spa again. I've only been the once, but I would imagine you like see someone. You're like, I like that guy's energy. You start saying things like that. Like, I like his vibe. Yeah. I like his energy. I like the aura in this room, in the spa place.
His wellness.
Yeah, I like his wellness.
And now I'm realizing, I've been to a lot of spots. But I went to one in Thailand and like.
That's a different one. Right?
And that was great. One of them was, no. The best is like, they don't want you to get naked.
In Thailand.
Well, the Thai massage in Thailand, like if you don't go to one that's sketchy, they'll be like, here, put on this loose-fitting clothing because we're just going to stretch you for a while.
What?
That, uh-huh. Oh, it's great. It's
that's
better.
That's what they're calling it these days, stretch you.
Yeah, no. They stretch you. But then I went to the one at the hotel because I was paid to go to that one because that's how I do it. I'm so Jewish, I find ways for them to comp it. And then and they handed me, and I kept them. There had clearly been enough rich travelers at this resort who were like trying stuff with the people who worked there. Uh-huh. I just assume since I'm in Thailand and this is where you get sketchy massages, that they gave me these little tiny like Speedo-sized panties, but they were mesh. So it just looks.
Oh my God.
It just looks like your junk is like peeking through like this mesh mask.
No.
Like that. The whole time.
I can't imagine anything more sexual. than a mesh Speedo.
Like fishnet.
Like, yeah.
Don't think about sex.
Honestly, yeah. that's a lesbian horror movie. Just call it He Wore Mesh. Like that's the title. He Wore Mesh.
He was looking at me.
Now, I want you to know something. This is not sexual, but I need you to wear fishnet Speedos.
Yeah. It was great though. It was great.
Yeah, I went to a place not the other day. I don't know how I remember, a year ago, whatever. That said, it was in a different. It wasn't L.A. It was like in my. Oh, it was on the long story about. It was on a guy's trip, and we go to and not we. Me and a couple of guys were like, well, fuck it, let's get a spa, right? Not a spa, a massage, like $45.
Yeah,
right.
And they're great.
And
like,
you know, I don't do it
place.
Enough. I only do it on like the vacations in L.A. There's a million of them.
Yeah.
Why don't I go to get the $40 thing? It's super relaxing if they do it light. I don't like hard massages. Anyway, there was a sign that said, okay. This massage, I don't remember the exact wording, but it was hilarious. This massage is not sexual.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
The first time I went, I hurt my back sleeping. And I was just like, I lived in Brentwood. And around the corner, there was this place called The Massage Place. So I went there. And I was like, hey, can I get a massage? And they were like, the first one's available. We only have one slot available, and it's at 4:30. And I said, okay, thank you. And then they go, it's with Rob. And I was like,
Does he have a mesh Speedo on?
No, I was like, what the hell? They're like, Rob's a male masseuse. And I was like in so much pain. I'm like, I'm not going to have sex with Rob, am I? They're like, well, some people aren't comfortable with male masseuses. I was like, first of all, I like a rough massage, so I don't care who's doing it. I hope that they get the frick in there and just beat the shit out of whatever, because I get like intense knots. Uh-huh. But I was like, terrified the whole time. They're like, this something terrible was gonna happen because they warned me about Rob.
Wait, I have to tell you guys about the first massage I ever got. So you know I played very serious competitive basketball for a number of years. And during high school when I would go to the US, I'd come to the US to go to camps so that coaches could see me play, and my parents would come with me to drive me from the different camp to camp. And I was doing so many camps that I was getting like really stressed in my back, and my mom was like, you really need to go get a massage, but I was really not comfortable with my body, so I was like, I don't want to go. I'm not going to do it. My mom was like, I am going to book you a massage and I'll come with you to the place, but like you have to get a massage because you're really sore and it was affecting my playing. And
can I just interrupt for one quick second?
Yeah.
I heard softball, but did you actually say softball?
Basketball.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Basketball.
I know, right?
Ironically, I'm a very bad softball player, and that's why I haven't been like inducted into any more like lesbian clubs. I'm like kind of an outsider. Right. But anyway, so I go to this massage place and she was like, have you ever had a massage before? And I was like, no, I've never had a massage before. And she was like, okay, well, just like go get in the room and like get as comfortable as you want. This is usually people just strip down to their underwear if you're fine with that. And I was like, okay, cool, get in the room. I make my mom come in the room with me in like this little like stall thing and sit in a chair like with her purse. And then I lie down and I realize like I'm not comfortable taking any of this off. So I have like long like Under Armour spandex, you know, the like it's the kind that like protects
compression
you when you play
pants.
Compression pants, socks, double sports bras because I don't mess around. Like I was like going to a
double
game,
sports
double
bra?
Sports bras, and I'm like lying down, and then my mom's in the room, and the woman walks in, and she's just like, okay, and she like starts massaging, and I'm kind of like flinching every time she touches me, and then it'd be like kind of silent with like the flute music, and every once in a while I would just hear my mom being like, so she plays a lot of sports. How long have you been doing this? Like,
your mom's in the room.
My mom's in the room having a, and then Missy would be like, "So, like, how does this feel?" And I would like, I wouldn't say anything, and my mom was like, "Gracie, you can answer her." I was so fucking awkward. I was so, and I feel so badly for the woman that just had to be like, "So, where are you guys from?" My mom would look over, and my mom would be like, "So, what do you feel right there?" Because that's her shooting arm. She's right-handed. She's in a lot of free throws. What? She gets fouled in the paint. So you want to focus.
Oh, my God.
Just, like, insane, insane. And now I'm fine. But it was, I just remember that poor masseuse was like, this is not what I signed up for.
I'm just trying to remember who was wearing mesh in this story.
One of the sports bras very well could have been mesh. Just a little tease, you know. A little tease.
I'll bring it to work one day. I'll just be like, here it is. It's in my memory box.
That's
ew,
funny.
You have a memory box?
Yeah, get a shoebox. Of course. Throw all your memories
of course.
In it.
I have like 7. Are you kidding me?
Everybody has a memory.
What kind of a monster doesn't have a memory
box? What's wrong with you,
Grace? I have boxes of things I want to forget and then I burn them every
that's funny. That you
effigy.
Should.
Yeah,
that's a good thing too. All right, we've way overtalked. But now you know all the secrets of white people, mm-hmm. at least.
Good for you.
All right, guys. We'll see you tomorrow.